fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 9th day of December, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the first week of winter will be in 13 days, the 22nd of December, which happens to be a very significant day in terms of these planetary alignments coming up. You need to look at Jim McKinney's website. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. If you want a heads up from a credentialed scientist who knows about such matters, that's where you go to find out what's going on from a real scientist. These could be some very important matters affecting our weather, volcanism, and seismic activity. We're going to talk today about a couple of different things. We're going to have a little discourse on shooting, first of all, when we come back from the first break. And then we're going to get into the meat of the topic for the day, which will be wintertime activities for people who want to be prepared. And that's going to take up a lot of the rest of the show. And, of course, as always, this is a live call-in show, and we welcome your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. It's been an interesting week for me. I've got a new assignment helping somebody charged with a very serious violent crime who I don't believe, in my opinion, anything to do with such a matter ever happening. In fact, I don't believe the crime ever happened. But it's going to be a challenge to help this young man defend his life, and I look forward to doing so. We're looking at vehicle maintenance on around the Moore residence, around the Moore Ranch here, and getting things squared away, working with my mechanic, consulting with a Ford technician to get those things squared away. First break coming up. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Talk a little bit about shooting here. This is something almost everybody needs, even the most experienced shooters, and that's practice with shooting with your weak hand and your weak eye. My private students, I go through these drills with them, and most of them aren't all that experienced, and even the more experienced shooters find these drills difficult. There could be any number of reasons why you may have to shoot with your weak hand or your weak eye. Shooting around a barricade, for example, if you have a dominant right eye and a strong right hand, dominant right hand, you're going to want to shoot around the left side of a barricade. If you use your strong eye and your strong hand, you're going to be exposing a big part of your body. You don't need to do that. If you're right hand, right eye dominant, shooting around the left side of a barricade, you would clearly want to use your left eye and left hand to perform that shooting skill and that shooting task around the left side of a barricade. Or you may have an injury to your strong hand or your dominant eye, which would require you to use your weak eye and your weak hand. So those would be the two primary reasons why you would have to do that. Now, safety first. And when you're practicing these things, you especially with your hand, you're going to be using a hand that's not used to manipulating the safety and loading and unloading, operating a slide or a bolt, whatever it might be. So you might want to practice this first with a unloaded weapon enough until you practice frequently enough that you feel competent and safe, and then go to the range. And be advised, a lot of ranges do not allow you to do any drills involving holster. They won't know or care if you're using weak hand or weak eye, but holster drills typically aren't allowed at public ranges and many private ranges. So that's just not going to fly. You go to a private property to practice a drill involving a holster. And then alternate. You want to shoot weak hand, weak eye, and strong hand and weak eye. Weak arm and strong eye. Weak arm and weak eye. Alternate back and forth between the two. You might even want to try cycling a right-handed bolt-action rifle with your left hand. You'll feel like you're on another planet when you do that. I got the idea to talk about this today from reading one of my favorite websites, Jim Rawls' survivalblog.com. It's survivalblog, survivalblog.com. There's an interesting article about this topic. I've been doing it for many years and find it very helpful. And it's kind of fun seeing these experienced shooters with 20-plus years experience shooting and going and being very good and competing in competition. See how clumsy they are the moment they go to the weak hand, weak arm drills. These very same very highly competent, very good, highly competitive shooters. So that's enough of that, unless you all want to call in with some questions or comments at 800-313-9443. And for you new listeners out there, this is the John Moore Show. My website is thelibertyman.com. You can see my photograph and my bio there. I've done a lot of things for a lot of years and continue to do interesting, important things. You'll see my products and my services I list, and hopefully my webmaster will be up and about. He's had some surgery recently, and we can make the changes that have been needed for some time on my web, get some things cleaned up, get some new items listed, new services listed, so forth. TheLibertyMan.com. Where else can you find steam engines, synthetic motor oil, and identity theft insurance all in one place, along with my products, my proprietary products that are DVDs preparedness related, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1 and 2. Very good stuff. We got our first caller, John from Tennessee. John, are you there, sir?
I am, John. Thank you. I've got a question for you. I just turned 50. My vision isn't what it used to be, but you started talking about eye dominance. I'm left eye dominant, but I'm right-handed.
Right.
Is there any way to compensate outside of trying to shoot left-handed? Because I'm not as accurate as I used to be.
Right. Well, first of all, we'll do a little. Most people aren't aware if they're right hand, right eye dominant or left hand, left eye dominant. Say that 10 times fast. Anyway, for the benefit of those who don't know, here's how you do it. With both eyes open, you take your index finger and point at an object. It doesn't matter what it is, something on the wall, it could be anything, a picture, doesn't matter, and close one eye. And then, without moving your hand, open that eye and close the other eye. When the finger moves, you know you're now looking through your weak eye. When the finger doesn't move, that's your dominant eye. So that's a little drill anybody can do to figure out which eye is dominant. Now, as I frequently say, John, sights on pistols are for training only.
Right.
Unless you're some kind of, you know, obviously if you're shooting bullseyes for points and competition, you're going to need the sights real bad. But when it comes to defending your life, the sights on a pistol are for training to help you become competent. If somebody wants to hurt you, you're not going to be looking at no sights and no pistol. You're simply not going to be doing it. Now, on a rifle, it's a whole different matter. Rifles are expected to have extreme accuracy at long ranges, and you're going to have to use your sights. Now, you can train yourself to use your weak eye to get a more comfortable shooting position with a rifle. You should be able to do that. You may have to put a patch over your dominant eye, but you should be. Have you tried to do this, John?
Well, what I have done, John, I shoot right-handed, but my left eye is dominant. So when I'm sighting with my weak eye, I've gone so far as to close my dominant eye. I can put it on the target. Pardon me?
Go ahead. Yeah, I agree with you. Yes.
You know, I can put it on the paper. I can put it on the target. But, man, it's not like it used to be. I used to be able to nail it. And I just can't do that anymore. I don't know if I were to go to a left-hand gun.
Well, you'd have to retrain. There's something called muscle memory, and you'd have to retrain all that. Not that you can't do that. Do you use iron sights or
This
optics,
is with iron sights, right? With optics,
okay.
I can't even come close.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you had a vision, your vision checked by a
professional? I go about every year. I do wear glasses. I go about every year.
You do wear glasses now. But as your optician or optometrist, whatever it is, do they know that you're a shooter?
No, I've never mentioned it to them.
Okay. There are things that an optometrist, and I used to do research for the American Optometric Association, by the way, there are things that an optometrist can do if they know you have special needs. Now, with your rifle, you've got three things that could be, and this goes for, you know, a pistol as well, but three things that could be, you could focus on, the rear sight, the front sight, or the target, but you can only focus on one thing at a time.
Right.
And the recommended thing to focus on, be crystal sharp clear, would be the front sight. So you're going to want your glasses to be able to allow you to focus and have the front sight crystal clear sharp, which will make the rear sight slightly fuzzy and your target slightly fuzzy. Now, that's with or without glasses. That's what you should be able to do. So my question to you, John, is can you, with your glasses on, can you focus and have that front sight be crystal clear and sharp?
Well, it's... John, nothing has been crystal clear in years for me, but yes, it is pretty clear.
Well, because typically what your optometrist is going to do is try to the sharpness at a reading distance, which would
and
be
you may I may even arm. Wind up with a pair of glasses for shooting.
Well, you
is
might.
Is that what you're telling me?
And there's glasses that have one prescription built in, and there's bifocals with two, and then there's trifocals with three.
Yeah, I do wear progressive. I've got trifocals right now.
I would suggest that you work with your optometrist or whatever kind of doctor you go to get the right kind of glasses to suit your needs. That might be real helpful for you.
Well, I know that I can actually
hold on.
Do
we got a break. Hold on, we got a break. John, stay tuned. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007, wrapping up the year here very quickly. We've got three more shows, and then it'll be 2008. Anyway, we're talking with John, who's getting to a quiet place where he can get back with us about optics and ways to help men and women who have not the best vision that they used to have when they were younger. I don't know if John's back on the line yet or not.
I'm back.
Are you there yet? You're back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
John, off the air, we were talking about red dot sights. And let me give everybody a heads up here. These red dot sights, there's a number of manufacturers. Aimpoint is one of them. They're parallax-free, and that can be a huge advantage. But when I say parallax-free, with iron sights or traditional optics with a crosshair, the pupil of your eye can only be at a certain distance, give or take a little bit front and back from the sights, especially with the optical sights, and not too much to the left or right or up or down, only a fraction of an inch left, right, or up or down, or you won't be able to hit what you're aiming at. And that's gone. That's eliminated with a red dot sight. Your eye can be up, down, left, right, forward, or back, and if that red dot's on top of your target, you're going to hit it. So I would urge you, John, to borrow a red dot equipped pistol or rifle from somebody and try it out and see what you think.
Well, that may be what it's coming to, John, because like we were talking off air, now I just turned 50. I used to be able to to read license plates literally a half mile down the road. I could tell you where they were from and what kind of car it was.
Right, right.
My vision is not that anymore.
Right.
And it's frustrating because I am
a shooter. It is. When you're used to that good quality vision. Plus, these red dot sights, the better ones, you can make the red dot more intense for bright daylight or less intense for darker conditions.
Well, I'd like to be able to blame it on the gun, but I know better than that. So,
well, then,
I mean,
with the red dot sight, all you need then, and typically there's no magnification for these red dot sights, it's a one-to-one power. Now, I believe there may be some models that do have a magnification, but if you had a one-to-one power, then you just your regular glasses that allow you to see at a distance would be all you would need.
Okay, well, let me say one more thing. John, you know, when I first started listening to you, you told me about the book, The Unseen Hand, and Ralph Epperson.
Right.
So I don't want to get off the air without suggesting and pleading with people, please get that book and read that book. It is a life changer.
It is.
I didn't have a clue. It is a life changer. And if you would be interested and you want me to give contact information to your engineer, I can get you information. Ralph Epperson is a very amenable person. He's more than willing to come on radio programs and talk.
Ralph is a great guy. He's a great guy. A friend of mine has spent some time with him one-on-one in person, and he is a great guy. And I don't know how old Ralph is, but he's still producing and still writing, That book changed my life. It's been 22, 23 years ago.
Well, if it hadn't been for a guy named John Moore, who according, and you're laughing, I'm serious, brother, who according to our beautiful government in Washington may soon be called domestic terrorist John Moore. And that's a sad state of affairs. If it hadn't been for John Moore telling John in Tennessee about Ralph Epperson and the Unseen Hand, more than likely, brother, I would still be in darkness. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Ralph. John, and I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're doing a good job. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Get back to work.
All right. I will.
Okay. That was John from Tennessee, and then he's right. This a friend of mine, a gentleman I met when I was in military intelligence school in 1967, he told me about this book, The Unseen Hand, by Ralph Epperson. It was about 1988, about 19 years ago or so. I got the book, I started reading it, and I'd come home from work doing various investigations, and I'd sit down and start reading this book, and my wife would see the steam coming out of my ears, and she'd say, "Honey, it's time to put it down and come back to it tomorrow." But what Epperson does in this book, he tells you what's happened, the major events involving the United States and the world for about the last 225 years, and he backs it all up with original source documentation. He doesn't say, "Believe it because I say so." He says, "Believe it because here's the original source documents backing up what I say." Page after page of footnotes with original source documentation. And if you want to know why and how and who started the wars and ended the wars, why, how, and who started the depressions and ended the depressions, and a number of matters that have to do with how this country works, why it works, who's behind it, this is the one book you need to read, The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007. I was talking to a friend a couple of hours ago. She's a flight attendant, and she was out in San Francisco enjoying a balmy California day. And we were talking about preparedness, as frequently we do. And she mentioned that she's going to be getting back in touch with Freeze Dry Guy to get more of the good products that Freeze Dry Guy offers. This is a woman who has had a very unusual life. At one point, she was, I guess you could say, connected to the intelligence community. And she got to see firsthand what the cold iron hand of communism was back during the Cold War in Berlin. Firsthand, when young people, typically young people, would be shot to death trying to escape the cold iron hand of communism. This can be a very brutal, deadly world. She knows this firsthand. I know it firsthand. To most of you listening to me, war is 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a bag of popcorn. It's not to her. It's not to me. That's why she's talking to the freeze-dried guy about getting more of the best quality freeze-dried food at the best prices, including shipping. Food is not an option. Potable water is not an option. Contact Freeze Dry Guy at his website, freezedryguy.com, or call him at 630-265-8333. Buying good quality freeze-dried food is an expensive proposition, even at the best prices. That's why you need to shop around and compare prices. And be sure you look at whether shipping is or is not included, because with Freeze-Dry Guy's prices, the shipping is included. Check it out. And check out his website. There's some interesting articles there. I printed out copies to hand to friends. Interesting articles about Alice backpacks and some other things. He also markets Wiggy sleeping bags, best sleeping bags on the planet, frequently bought by special ops personnel out of their own pocket. And you get a, I know you veterans out there, you get a GI to spend money on field gear out of his own pocket. You're doing something. It's not all that unusual in the special operations community. Not all that unusual. But the Wiggy sleeping bags are certainly the best that money can buy. So check out freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Now, getting back to the topic of the show is going to be winter activities. First day of winter is in 13 days. We've got less daylight, more hours of darkness. It's not quite as much fun to be outside for most people most of the time. We had a, here in the Ozarks today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, we've got ice storms. Great time to get caught up on maintenance, maintenance of firearms, maintenance of your boots, maintenance of leather goods and canvas goods, maintenance of radio equipment and batteries, maintenance of internal combustion engines, whatever they might be, chainsaws. Lots of things to be done in the wintertime, getting ready for the more productive months, which around here is typically about 9 months of the year. We have about 3 months of what we could call winter here. The winters where I am now are more like what they used to be. 200 or 300 miles south of here, like they had around Memphis. I don't know what's going on in Memphis. I guess they got no winter at all anymore. But let's talk about these wintertime activities. I just had a couple of firearms out today running patches through the bores and making sure that they hadn't accumulated any dust and that they were sparkling clean and ready to be used on a moment's notice. Today it was just happened to be a 303 Enfield and an M1 carbine, just what happened to be what was handy and need to be paid attention to. Tomorrow might be something else. Foot gear. We occasionally talk about foot gear. There are some things you can save money on, but quite frankly, boots is not one of them. You need to get the best quality boots that you can afford. If money is a big issue for you, then military surplus is the way to go. If your feet happen to be the same size, that it fits a military standard size, you're going to be in real good shape in that regard. But make sure when you come in from a day out in the wet and in the mud, that you get that mud off while it's still wet before it has a chance to dry for the following reason. Mud drying out will just suck the moisture out of the leather and dry it out. If you're not aware of this, it may sound kind of strange, but that's what mud does. It sucks the moisture out of the leather and will cause it to crack. Don't force dry. Don't put your leather boots near a high temperature source of heat. That will cause damage also, cause them to dry too quickly and cause problems there. You need to dry out at room temperature and get that mud off there. Once they're dried out, then clean them real good with some saddle soap. You don't need to use any harsh detergents. The saddle soap is the best thing to get dirt off of. If you can't get it off with just a damp cloth, slightly damp cloth, then you need to use some saddle soap to get that dirt off there, off the uppers and the soul as well. Now, once you've got all that dirt off there, if you've used a damp cloth, be sure the boots dry out thoroughly. Then come back and use your polish. If you got black boots, use black polish, brown for brown, green for green, and so forth. I got some Herman survivors that need green polish. Get them polished up real nice, and then come back and give them a good coating of Snow Seal. That's S-N-O-S-E-A-L. I like Snow Seal. Been using it for, I guess, nearly 30-something years now, probably more than 30 years, with good success. There's probably other products out there that perform just as well. If you know of one, please call in and let us know about it. I like Snow Seal myself, and had real good luck with it. It keeps the leather soft and supple, keeps it waterproof. I concentrate, and I use my fingers. I use my bare hands. It won't harm your hands. And I work it in real good on the Goodyear welt where the upper attaches to the sole, and work it in real good on all the sewn edges of the boot. When I'm cleaning my boots, I remove the laces completely, by the way, so I can get down in there where the tongue of the boot is and clean that out real good. It's always a place that catches a lot of debris down in there. Get that cleaned out real good and polish that also. I should mention, before you polish the boot, if there's any scratches that go deep down to the leather, you may want to touch them up with some leather dye first before you put the push on. Now, of course, at least normally you wouldn't put Snow Seal on dress shoes. It's going to make your dress shoes kind of sticky and look kind of funny. Now, this is for boots, for field boots, what we're talking about here. And make sure your shoestrings, I take the shoestrings out and laces, the boot laces, and I wash them in warm soapy water and then rinse them out two or three times, get all the detergent out, hang them up to dry. If they're damaged, you need to replace them. And it's always good to have two or three extra sets of boot laces handy. Now, if you're going to make your own boot laces, now, I've used parachute cord for boot laces. It's difficult to tie a knot that will stay tied with parachute cord. A regular slip knot that you would want normally tie with boot laces won't work with parachute cord. It'll simply come undone. I use a surgeon's knot, which is similar to a square knot, except it's got one more loop, making it another loop longer than a square knot. Now, a surgeon's knot will hold with the parachute cord being used as boot laces. And when you cut the parachute cord to be the right length, I cut mine quite a bit longer. I like to wrap the boot laces around my leg there a couple of times to help secure my trousers. I still blast my boots when I'm in the field, just like my drill sergeant taught me to 41 years ago. Keeps all that debris out of my boots and keeps the snow out, keeps the bugs out, and having extra long boot laces helps you to accomplish that. Also, when you're cutting parachute cord, you need to have a something that will, a little cigarette lighter, something to burn the ends of the nylon parachute cord so it won't unravel on you, because if it's just cut and left loose without melting the end of the nylon, it'll start coming unraveled and just make a big mess. So you need to do that. Make a little glob of melted nylon at the end of the parachute cord. That melted glob of nylon, by the way, will burn you if you don't let it cool off thoroughly first and dip it in a little glass of water or just let it sit it down and let it cool. And I'll do that about once a year with all my work boots. I'll clean them up real good, touch up these deep scrapes with leather dye, polish them up real good, and then give them a good treatment of Snow Seal. Now, all the while, the boot laces are drying out and waiting to be used again. Not a bad little exercise. And I routinely get 20-plus years out of my work boots by handling them in that manner. I've got combat boots the U.S. Army issued to me in 1979 that, quite frankly, they're as comfortable as house slippers that they've been worn so much. Very, very comfortable from having been worn so much. And it's still durable and protect my feet as the way they were originally designed to. Doesn't get any better than that. Other things you can be doing, all your edge tools, your pocket knives, folding knives, hatchets, tomahawks, all those need to be sharpened and lubricated so they don't rust. Make sure that the handles are properly fitted and not loose. And get the proper edge on them. You're going to want a different edge on an axe than you would a pocket knife. You need a real fine edge on a pocket knife for doing fine work. You need a proper chisel edge on your axe. Now a double-blade axe, an old woodsman's trick, is to have one edge have a chisel edge for cutting down trees, and the other to be a fine edge for trimming up small saplings and branches with one whack. Of course, you have to be able to remember which is which, and however you do that is certainly up to you. But I've done that myself. I'll put a fine edge, almost like a knife or a machete, on one edge of a double-bit axe, and then put the more traditional chisel edge on the side that I want to do the heavier chopping with. Works out real good. I like to use machetes with me. I like the 26-inch Collins machete. I have several of them. I keep one on the tractor in a canvas holder, along with a pair of lobbers, and summertime a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with birdshot to take care of copperheads. We got lots of copperheads around here. I'm riding along and running the brush hogging, and I come to low-hanging limbs. I'll use the lobbers, and I won't even get off the tractor. I just pull the lobbers out of the canvas pouch hanging on the roll bar behind me and lob off the limbs as I approach them and keep on brush hogging without even getting off the tractor. And once you've done that enough around your place, it turns out you don't have to do it very frequently. And you end up with low-hanging branches trimmed up to where a man can walk around the property and not have to have branches smacking him in the face. That's a pretty nice thing also. When it comes to maintenance of your internal combustion engines, I would urge people to consider the Amsoil line of products, whether it's your truck, your automobile, chainsaw, a generator, genset, whatever it might be, outboard motor. I am now an Amsoil dealer, and quite frankly, I should have did this years ago. You can become an Amsoil dealer at no cost. There's no monthly minimum amount of stuff you need to buy. It's pretty neat. I mean, these people have a business plan that makes sense, where a working guy can start his own little business and not have any upfront investment and not have to have any capital to get started and can really, really make something of it. I know people who started with nothing and built it up to where they're, these are friends of mine that have built it up to where they have a monthly income of over $1,000 a month from having started with nothing and no initial capital investment. Pretty good deal. But the Amsoil products will help all your internal combustion engines last much longer, run more efficiently, run cooler for a longer period of time. I'm getting ready to change out the Amsoil in my Lincoln Town Car, and I'm coordinating with a couple of guys, my mechanic and a Ford service manager at a Ford dealership, who's given me some pointers on what to do and how to do it properly. For most people, their motor vehicle is the second biggest investment they've got after their. These are very expensive items, and you want them to be as fuel efficient as possible and as maintenance free and trouble free as possible. That's where the Ems Oil products come in. Wintertime activities can also involve making sure all your electronics are squared away. You want to, this would be a good time to take your rechargeable batteries, make sure they're all properly charged up and tested to make sure they still hold a charge. Check to see if there's any batteries that are having problems that need to be properly disposed of. Make sure all your radios perform in the manner in which they're supposed to perform. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of December 2007. We're talking about winter activities when it comes to preparedness. I have a fairly complete leather and canvas repair kit. Kind of the majority of it is in a large plastic toolbox. And then I've got a second box with little wires in it for all the different eyelets and rivets and so forth. Just think about this. If you, your work boots, if you damage an eyelet or where your boot lace goes through and it's ripped, partly ripped out, and you don't have access to a boot repair place, now that's going to significantly change the way the boot, the comfort of the difficulties, as we say in radio land. Anyway, we're back, and we're just about to the top of the hour here. And we're talking about preparedness. We're talking about winter activities and all the different things that you should consider doing to get ready for the spring, which will be here before we know it. So, anyway, I was talking about my leather and canvas repair kit, and it was kind of fun. A fun little exercise, putting it together and getting all the bits and pieces, the tools and the snaps and the rivets and rivet sets and heavy shears and sewing, heavy leather sewing awl and piece scraps of leather that I've bought at Tandy. Tandy's probably the most easiest place to find all this stuff. They have shops all over the country. Pieces of canvas from a tent repair shop, special adhesives that you need for leather, special adhesives for tents and canvas. A lot of fun putting that together. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With recent